Hi, this is Babe Winkleman. Hey, if you're like me, deer hunting is something that is very near and dear to your heart. But the greatest part of it is celebrating the feast, eating that beast once you get done with it. And if you want to learn how to get your meat right, then join Bob on the Grillin' Guys show, and they can tell you.
Welcome back. Jop's on the Grillin' Guys show. Bob's here with me. But anyway, you are listening to Grillin' Guys on 96.1
ESPN. I love Babe.
Yeah, that was an off-air joke, sorry. But I usually don't bring those back. But.
So
we've been having a little bit of fun today, trying a little bit of hard cider, because this upcoming week is Michigan Cider Week, and you got to get out to the local pubs, the stores, and try some of this hard cider that's being produced right here in Michigan. We've got some of the best guys that make this stuff right in our backyard.
But you won't even have to always go to the pub. You can go, like, right to the producers. And in this case, in particular, that producer is pretty close to my house. And we're talking about Sietsma Orchards on 2 Mile. And I got to tell you a quick little story. I stumbled into this place because it's on my shortcut home.
Literally.
From like, Rockford or something. I take that 2 Mile getting back to my house. It's just a little faster. And I go by this orchard, and it's like, wow, I never saw that new nice big building before. Like, I don't know where that came from, but boom. And it said hard cider, so I'm like hitting the brakes. I backed it up, and I walked inside. I had my bride with me, and we're like wandering around. She's looking for the donuts, right? They had them. And I wander up to this young guy that's standing behind this bar, and I could see the taps, and I'm like, okay, no kidding, this guy has hard cider. And I started chatting with him a little bit, and it took about 30 seconds, and he goes, you're one of the Grillin' Guys, aren't you?
No, you're Bob, the Grillin' Guy, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes, thanks. So with us in the studio is that youngster, Andy Sietsma, and thanks so much for taking time out to come with us.
Thanks for having me down here.
Yeah. So that enterprise you've got there, I got to meet your dad, and that's quite the operation.
We're trying. Yeah.
Man, your dad was playing with one of those big stainless machines in the back, and I don't remember if it sorted apples or what, but I was just amazed at the operation you guys have there.
Yeah, that was our brand new belt press that he had gotten, I think, about a couple weeks earlier.
Yeah, so. That's right. It was a press.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed.
So, Andy, let's talk a little bit about it's Cider Week. You're going to have a crazy week coming up here. And tell us a little bit about, I'm looking at 4 different varieties, and this isn't all of them, is it?
No, this is not all of them. So we have, our 4 base ones or 5 base ones. Everything that I do is really on the dry side. Everything we do right now is in bottles, but we're slowly transitioning over to cans. Consumer friendly, it's what people want. But then also for Cider Week, we have some special releases. Us being in Beer City, USA, I've taken advantage of that and gone out to some of the local breweries. And
that's a great attitude, by the way. You see, he said he's taking advantage of it. Instead of taking a back seat, he's taking advantage of it. But mm-hmm. Why not? We've got all the fame.
Yeah.
Ride that thing.
Yeah, ride it, if it's there. Why not? So I took, talked to some local breweries, were able to get some of their barrels and stuck a bunch of cider in them. And, we got some really cool stuff that's happening and some that, will be out this week. Where yet? I'm not sure if my distributor's handling that, but, stay tuned to our social media.
Okay, so let's talk about this lemongrass hard cider. Tell me about it.
So what we do with this is it's really just my basic dry cider, and I, essentially dry hop it, but with lemongrass. It's dried lemongrass. Lemongrass isn't native to the U.S., as most people know, but I do have someone growing it for me right down the road right now, so in her greenhouse, and she dried it. So I'm trying to keep it as local as possible.
What other things is lemongrass used for?
Teas, mm-hmm. A lot. You'll get a lot of it in the Asian cuisine.
Okay.
Which I mean, this you put Maru here in town with their sushi has put that on, and that paired with sushi is just unbelievable.
That's an awesome idea. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
All right. So what else we got?
We have my hopped one here. A lot of cideries are doing hop cider, but I use 4 hops. Cascade Centennial from Hop Yards of Kent right up here. Just 15-20 minutes up the road in Amarillo and Cascade. So it's just dry hopping and putting it in there and letting it sit.
Interestingly enough, there's not a lot of nose to that. You don't really smell the hops that pungent, but yet it's absolutely there, right on the front of your taste buds.
It is. It's kind of, as we discussed earlier, that gateway drink for that IPA drinker if they're looking for it. You're not going to get the bitterness that you have in an IPA, but it's going to be a lot lighter, crisper, and pretty much with the same ABV kick, if that's people like that or not. So right.
So brewers use a so many gallon system. How do you rate your system? Is it by the gallon or by the barrel?
We go by the gallon. We have right now we have one stainless steel tank on premise, but that's just a bright tank. That's 500 gallon bright tank. That's how we carbonate it, and we go from bright tank to the cans or kegs. But right now I ferment in all 275-gallon totes. I can stack those four high. They're cheap.
That's the wire cages with the big vessels inside?
Yep. I can stack them four high, so one column is 1,000 gallons.
So do you have to put like a pressure release on those? Because
no, we'll put an airlock on it or just unscrew the top just a little bit. There's a lot of gas coming out of there when that's fermenting. So.
Right.
So, yeah, or a blow tube right off of there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And then your first batch that you made, what type was that? And how'd that come out for you?
My first ever, when I was licensed or before?
No.
We talked about that with Bill and his buddies. Yeah.
No, because you can do it unlicensed when as a homeowner.
Obviously, it was. There's a lot of trial and error. And then, as I slowly started to gain experience and traction of what I really was doing, that first 275-gallon tote, you're like, you're all crap, I hope nothing goes wrong. Now I'm going, all right, my 1,000-gallon batches, I'm going, oh, crap, I hope nothing goes wrong. So just as long as you stay on top of your techniques, your sterilization or your cleanliness, good apples, good juice, So.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm thoroughly impressed with the product you're turning out. After stopping in and seeing your operation, meeting your family, I mean, your wife, your kid, everybody's there. It's an all-in-the-family place. It's a wonderful experience. Yes, they have donuts. I mean, if you want to go out and see a cool orchard, you got to go to Sietsma Orchard on 2 Mile Road, just to the east a little bit of Honey Creek, and you can't miss it. It's a beautiful facility. You're doing lots of heritage apples. We could go on for hours and talk about your operation, but we're up against a hard break here, and you're a real man for coming down here, so it's time for a little man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, and they also have barbecue, and you got to stop into this place. If you've never had a pasty, this is guaranteed the best pasty south of the bridge.
Gravy.
Absolutely. No, ketchup. Don't even go there. Why you got to do that? Today's man law is Chuck Norris' version of man law. No man shall ever wear an article of women's clothing unless they are the loser of a bet.
That's right. You've lost many, Bob, and you look pretty good, brother. So I'm liking it. Hey, Andy, before we wrap up here, man, Cider Week's coming up. Where can we find your cider in the stores other than we know Siciliano's carries it?
Yep, Siciliano's, they carry everything. Awesome people. Crush Grape, Pauly's and Lowell, Smitty's, Kingma's.
Okay, a lot of places.
Yeah, every major bottle shop here, Martha's.
Awesome.
Meyer and Cascade and at Knapp's Corner.
Awesome.
Very good. Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. It's Saturday. Get out, fire up your grill, enjoy your day. Maybe stop and get yourself a little bottle of hard cider because you know what? There's a lot of good grilling going on, and you can't do that with only just one hand. So thanks for listening. We'll be talking with you next week.